The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Rob was just a whistling over here. And you know what's great, Riggins, is when somebody is a really big talker like Rob is, and then he's also a loud talker, when he stops talking for a minute and starts whistling.
just to fill the void.
Or I might start tapping on the desk.
He's a noisy guy.
I don't like quiet, okay?
Can you start clicking your tongue? And
I do chew on my tongue.
Like make a horse gallops. That'd be good.
I'm surprised y'all haven't heard me chewing on my tongue.
You can hear it?
Yeah. Because people will be across the room and go, can you please stop that? I don't know how you guys haven't heard it, to be honest.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you chewing or sucking?
I'm chewing.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
Gotcha. Are you a good whistler, TJ?
I'm okay.
I can't whistle at all.
You mean a tune or just loudly or whatever?
No, like a song whistler.
Oh, like the Andy Griffith theme song or Sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah, I think it's a cool skill to have when you're a great whistler.
Yeah.
And I just never picked it up.
It's like same concept of singing or playing an instrument. You have to move your mouth to go up and down and hit the notes and all of that. Yeah, a good whistler is impressive.
Mm-hmm. And I know he said he was talking about music, but didn't you say you have two different whistles for your children?
Yeah, I did when they were young. If I needed them, they were upstairs.
That's impressive to me.
My dad was the same way. He had the big neighborhood whistle.
Yeah, Lainey was the older one, so she got the one whistle, and then boy got two.
Mm.
Hers was like that. I don't want to do it so loudly in the microphone. And his was like that.
Okay.
And as soon as that would hit, whichever one recognized their whistle, you would immediately hear, sir!
Who were they talking to?
Me.
Oh.
Hell yeah. King of that castle.
The ruler of that domain.
Yeah.
What was Jody's whistle?
She didn't have one.
She didn't have one.
Because I never wanted her around. I'm just like, keep her. That's why I was whistling at the kids. Keep your mama away from me. Make sure you keep your mom. Get out of your room. Come keep your mama away from me. Hey, look, I don't know what we're talking about in the Extra Funny today, so we're going to take a break and then we'll figure it out. But I'm sure it will be Extra Funny.
More Extra Funny next.
Guys, you know I love a good hat, and right now Eric Javits has the cutest hats for fall and winter. Bucket hats, fedora hats. You can use code TJ for 20% off right now at tjriggins.com/hats. That's Eric Javits. You're gonna love them. I have the worst TMJ. I grind all night, and Cheeky has helped me tremendously. Cheeky offers affordable custom night guards delivered to your doorstep at a fraction of the cost. So use code TJ for 30% off at tjriggins.com/teeth.
Say hi to our friends from No More Last Days at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November. They've got one goal, to help save dogs at risk of euthanasia at kill shelters. Visit them online at tjriggins.com/last days or go check them out in person at the RenFest.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This sounds like Grand Theft Auto music.
Does it?
Yeah, kind of, doesn't it? Hell yeah.
I don't know what Grand Theft Auto sounds like.
Let me get you on that game.
I never played that.
Oh, you'd love it.
I would. I love video games in general. Mm-hmm. So, there's a town in Italy, and some of the people there are upset because of this new statue that has been erected.
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, some people are upset and some people think it's great. The mayor was at a dedication for this. So obviously she's proud of this being in her town now.
Oh.
And it doesn't, it's not just a piece of art that accidentally looks like a big old penis. It's meant to look like a big old penis.
What?
Yeah.
A statue of a huge penis?
Uh-huh.
But why? Yeah. Does anybody know why?
Because people are depraved, Rob. That's why.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
It's called I can't pronounce the Italian word for it, but it translates to you're a big thing in English. 39-foot high leaning tower of penis.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's in Naples.
That makes sense.
And because some old guy that has since died, since he came up with the idea, I guess it was supposed to be some kind of from a comedy routine or something. I don't know, but they call it a statue, but it looks like an inflatable.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
Now, you know how people go crazy with inflatables for Halloween, you know, in their yards and at Christmas and all that. What if somebody had that? Do they make inappropriate inflatables?
Well, you could make the argument that they're all inappropriate, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they do. I've seen Halloween costumes that are like that, where you're the penis and it uses that fan to make it inflate.
But do they make them for your yard though? It'd be just like a big old pair of boobs out there in your front yard.
Hey, check this out.
I ain't got to have Halloween coming around for that. That's year round, buddy. Year round, your big old pair of boobs.
They probably do. I mean, what the heck is that?
I'm telling you, people are just crazy. They're weird.
You picture Italy, a certain level of sophistication and class, but then you see stuff like this, and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess scumbags, they're not limited to.
Yeah, rednecks.
Does it have the balls at the base of it?
It has two hearts somewhere close to it that I think are supposed to represent that. I don't know.
Is it veiny as well?
Ugh.
Sorry, I just couldn't tell from the picture. I was questioning.
Anything else, he would have been looking it up already. But now he wants me to tell him.
I don't want to. I don't want to have that in my search history.
Yeah, it's in the New York Post. Wow. That's where I found the story. It's rainbow colored. I think. It's,
oh, okay.
Yeah, when you light it up, it's got the rainbow stuff. Kind of a swirl looking color. But yeah, and then it looks like it's, yeah, the color of it, the outside of it looks like a big giant tarp or something they've shaped around, almost like they just put a concrete pillar up and then came over later and then put the sheet down or the whatever it is, tarp, all down it.
Hmm.
And then they put the top part of it on there separately.
Yeah.
The little helmet.
Yeah. Right. Well.
But, I mean, come on. If that's your, if you're a sculptor and that's your life's work, you know, you put your, you know, everything you got into your art and it's just a big old penis.
Just a big penis. A
leaning tower of penis.
When there's so many amazing sculptures in Italy, you know, you go to Rome or wherever, this is just crap. He's like, oh, I'm a comedian. I'd like to see that comedy show. I bet it's horrible. Not exactly a Seinfeld type. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it just is. It looks like the area around it is trashy, too, like the buildings around it and all. Well, maybe not so bad. It was just that one shot. I don't know. But, I mean, you talk about bringing in the tourists.
I mean, it's depressing.
Maybe I had no interest in going there until now.
Oh, you know, there's going to be a lot of like content creators out there like, doing, you know, shots.
You know, acting like they're hanging off of it.
Yeah.
Or like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, they're acting like they're holding it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, am I in the frame now?
Just a huge penis. 35 feet tall? That's impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know. That is impressive.
Incredible. I love that.
I mean, and they have to have, you know, constant fluffing of it.
Yeah.
They can't
keep it up.
Yeah. 39 feet.
Man, we saw it when it was flaccid. Damn it.
Italy, you think of like cappuccino and like bistros and cobblestone streets and it's beautiful. Yeah. And then there's just huge
gondolas with the romantic music players and all of that.
And a big on dong.
On the channels there.
And then the mayor is out there just bringing it in. Have you seen the video of the mayor of San Diego dancing with some of his staff in his office? They had a little choreographed dance.
Oh, I don't know.
Looks ridiculous. He's the mayor of one of our biggest cities in America, and he's in there doing TikTok dances and sashaying and being all sassified.
Yeah, because some like page that works in the office is like, it'd be great with the young folks if you did a TikTok dance. Yeah. That's when you got to dig your heels and be like, I hear what you're saying. I appreciate the suggestion. It's just not for me, though.
I want to know, though, when the notion that old people have to act like young people in order to be accepted.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to not matter. Old people, older people acted a certain way, and young people acted a certain way. I never, ever would try to get my parents to do anything that was stuff kids my age were doing just to make them cool. I mean, it just didn't happen.
No.
And if I tried, they'd say, get out of here. I'm not doing that. If there would have been a TikTok when I was a teenager and I tried to get my dad to do a TikTok dance with me.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
If they went to his work and they said, my dad was an army recruiter, and they said, you know what? We could really hit home with some potential recruits if you would do. This is what they're looking at. They're looking at this TikTok and then people doing these dances and things on there. If you and some of the other recruiters got together and choreographed a dance for us to video, you probably raise your number of recruits. They could identify better with you. He'd retire.
Yeah.
He'd be, you know, like Nick Saban. All right, I don't like the way things are going now in this industry. I'm retiring.
Yeah, I'm out. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks. Just like for any ridiculous, hey, if you pulled your pants down when you go to your next thing, it's like, no, I'm not going to do that because it's ridiculous. And this is equally as ridiculous.
But I think it goes along with the where they stopped teaching kids that they need to respect older people just because they're older and have lived, you know, through things that the young people haven't yet and all that. They stopped teaching them that because teachers in public schools don't want kids getting along with their parents. They don't want their parents involved in their lives a lot because then the parents are going to be looking over the teacher's shoulders and seeing what they're, you know, teaching the kids. Mm-hmm. So they try to drive a wedge in between parents and kids. And that is one of the ways that they do it. Hey, your parents don't know what's right for you. We do. I care about you. And so when kids stop, you know, like they had to have a big reason to respect an older person. Why? Because they're older than you. They've done nothing to you. They're not, you know, if they're not criminals or anything, they're just older than you, wiser than you. You need to respect them. Why? Because I said. Once that went away is when you started having everybody turn to the only way you're going to look cool is if you do what young people do. That's why when they talk about Gen Z has changed this fashion or that fashion or whatever, and then the older end of the millennials start getting mad about it. Well, I'm going to wear this if I want to wear it. They don't know what they're talking about. It's just don't do it.
Yeah.
What do you just care? Say, okay.
Put your phone down.
Yeah.
A lot of it is like just take a breath. Take like a day and just maybe don't, you know, doom scroll so your eyes bleed. Get out of bed. Go outside. Put your phone down. Stop it. Just stop it. You're considering wearing socks up to your calves. You're 42. Maybe just put your phone down.
Yeah.
Don't be silly. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, I've always told you I would much rather make the mistake of appearing as if I'm dressing and acting too old, older than I am, rather than be accused of trying to do something way younger than I am.
It's so embarrassing. Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
Ugh. It's not demure at all.
It isn't demure. It's not cutesy.
I mean, no cap.
No cap at all.
FRFR?
It's barely mid.
Yeah, barely.
TBH.
Yeah, don't buy into it, man. You're just going to look like a goober.
But it's when society stopped making older people better than younger people.
Well, some old people don't deserve respect.
Right. They don't. But just your average, like your average parent that works hard and all that or whatever. I'm not talking about those old hippies, you know.
Mayor of San Diego.
Right. Those old hippies that were, you know, so entitled.
Yeah.
You know, that mentality. You know, like hippies that are up in their 80s or whatever, 70s and 80s.
Yeah. Building huge wieners.
Yeah, that's who that is.
In Naples, I'm sure.
Yeah, he died. The guy died at 83 not long ago.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's like, in my last work, I want to make the world's biggest dong.
This is my legacy.
And I want everybody who goes to look at it on the first day to drop acid. Yeah. And I go in.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Guys, you know I love a good hat, and right now Eric Javits has the cutest hats for fall and winter. Bucket hats, fedora hats. You can use code TJ for 20% off right now at tjriggins.com/hats. That's Eric Javits. You're gonna love them. I have the worst TMJ. I grind all night, and Cheeky has helped me tremendously. Cheeky offers affordable custom night guards delivered to your doorstep at a fraction of the cost. So use code TJ for 30% off at tjriggins.com/teeth.
Say hi to our friends from No More Last Days at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November. They've got one goal, to help save dogs at risk of euthanasia at kill shelters. Visit them online at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go check them out in person at the RenFest.